Hope you're ready. It'll be here any minute. Is that a rifle?
You don't know what a rifle looks like?
It's just swords were your thing and guns were mine. But I guess we're both doing guns now. I just didn't know that.
Well, that's intense.
I see it within you. Fear. Jealousy. Betrayal. It is our duty to cleanse the universe of this weakness.
You know, they told me you people were conceited douchebags, but that isn't true at all.
Dude.
I'm using my wrong eye.
Groot, put your seatbelt on!
Able to jack up our prices for two-time Galaxy Savers.
Yes!
It's day two of Movie Month. Yes, it's my fifth annual Movie Month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
All right. 2 days, two movies in the books. Hey, everybody. It's June 2nd, 2018. It's day two of the 2018 movie month, and I just got finished watching Marvel Studios' Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yes, I am very behind in the Marvel movie viewing, and you're going to notice me catching up a lot this week, starting with Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2. I'm trying to think of the last Marvel movie that I watched was, and I'm not sure, was it Civil War or was it Ant-Man? Was there something last year? Oh, Doctor Strange. It had to be Doctor Strange, I guess. That would have been the last one. So I'm catching up on all these movies, and I knew I was going to like this. I knew I was going to like this because of how much I loved the first Guardians of the Galaxy, how much I liked the cast, and the style of the movie, the music, all that stuff, the humor. And of course, it didn't let me down. I'm obviously some kind of emotional sad sack because I actually teared up when this movie's a year old, so I'm going to spoil it and I don't care. But when the whole thing happened where Blue Michael Rooker, Yondu, saved Peter Quill and then, you know, saved Star-Lord and then told them, man, did that sound Boston? Star-Lord told him that, he's your father, but he's not your daddy. And then he died. I teared up. I got emotional. And then the whole, the funeral at the end, the Ravager, whatever they're called, funeral with the fireworks and the emotional stuff, that kind of stuff gets to me, man. I was like, oh, that's so wonderful. Oh. But what I think my biggest takeaway from this one is how awesome Batista is. Now, I call him Batista from wrestling days, but Dave Bautista, he plays Drax. Oh, my God. I hope I get the name right. But he was like coming out of his shell in the first movie, maybe. I don't know. But he was hilarious this whole movie. He had a great sense of humor. Nothing bothered him. The way he insulted that Mantis girl the whole time, saying how ugly she is, was hilarious. The whole movie was just awesome. I loved the after credit scene. So we have one with a cute one with Stan Lee. We had a funny one with Teenage Groot. And then there's the... there were four of them, I guess. Then there was the one with the gold people. I don't know what they're called. And did they say they're going to call this thing Adam? I don't know what that means. That has nothing to do with, I was going to say Shazam and Adam. That's The Rock. That's DC Comics. So I don't know what this is. This obviously has something in the comics, but I don't know what it is. I liked like Giant Ving Rhames and Stallone and these other characters. I thought, are they going to do something with this? They could probably make a movie out of those characters and make it fun. That's how much of a role Marvel is on. the music in this was great. I loved the Zune joke. And, you know, anything Chris Pratt does, I seem to be a fan of, going all the way back to Parks and Rec. This is one of those movies where I don't know how much I can really talk about. I mean, look at this. I'm only 3 minutes in. There's going to be a lot of short podcasts with certain movies because you can only say so much. You know, at one point, my only thought that I had was, I wonder if people criticize and say, geez, they just throw too much music in this series, you know, in the Guardians of the Galaxy, and they were relying too much on music. And my answer is, no, music, to me, motivates everything. To me, when I think of music, it gives me memories. And the fact that you can associate, it gives emotion to me. So I don't care if they're using it as an emotional trigger or if they're just using it to be clever or cute or fun. I don't care. I love it. I could use music the entire time. All that music's great. The Kurt Russell thing, I knew that he was coming in as Star-Lord's dad, but I didn't expect or know the whole God thing and that he was going to be the big bad villain. It kind of started slowly coming out, but I didn't know that going in. I took me a moment, you know, they didn't do a lot of it, but it took me a moment to see to get over the young Kurt Russell, but that came out pretty good. You know, it wasn't overused, and they're getting better at that. You know, at some points it looked really good. Other points you realize they're hiding his part of his face for a reason. And is this a new trend? So, when he is on his planet Ego and he's showing Peter all these memories, like through these moving art things, it reminded me of Man of Steel, where they had like all the history of Krypton, but on this like metallic, you know, moving stone or whatever. It reminded me of that. And wasn't there something in Deathly Hallows where they told the story through something like that as well? Which, believe me, I thought was really cool. It just reminded me of that. And I was like, geez, is this the new fad? The new fad was in a Man of Steel movie 5 years ago, and then this. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to watch all the Marvel movies in a row because I'm trying to time things and line things up for next Friday to hopefully see the latest Marvel movie, wink, wink, if you know what I mean. I'm pretty much all set and lined up to watch the next Marvel movie, which might be tomorrow or might be Monday. And the reason I say that is there's a possibility I could go see another movie in the theater tomorrow. Just a small possibility. Might be able to get out and get to an early showing of a movie again. And then I was also invited to a movie in a few weeks that's starring a certain Star-Lord by my buddy Dave. Hi, Dave. I know you're listening, buddy. And I got to, hopefully I can do that. I haven't got back to him yet. He knows that as he's listening to this. But I hopefully we'll have an answer on that very soon, very soon. And really, I mean, I'm not sure what else more I could say. I didn't get to watch this movie all in one sitting, and that's going to happen from time to time. It's a pretty long movie, but these Marvel movies, man, they could just, you know, my cousin Matt, well, anytime Marvel has a great movie, he likes to text me and go, Marvel did it again, because he knows I love Superman, I love Batman, and Marvel just outperforms them in every way in the movies. And look, I don't dislike Marvel. That's the thing. I love this movie. And Matt, I know you're not listening, but if you were, sorry, buddy, I like it all. I just, you know, just so happens that my favorite characters aren't doing it as well, even though I'm still enjoying them. But this has nothing to do with Guardians of the Galaxy. What I like is that we're going to see Volume 3 coming at some point. I like that they end right away and say the Guardians of the Galaxy will return. Excuse me. I'm just finishing a juice box. And, of course, we are going to see them in the new Avengers movie, and hopefully I'll be seeing them soon. But, you know, it's like when these crossovers, something obviously big has to happen. I wonder if something big happens with every group. I've stayed so spoiler-free for the most part that I know some things happen, but I don't know exactly what happens, and I don't know exactly who it happens to. So I'm going to stay spoiler-free for the rest of the week. But until then, you know, that's it, man. Nice, short, sweet, a lot shorter than yesterday. Thank you guys for listening. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, big thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. So listen, You found me. You're listening to me. But what? How can you find more? Well, go to the website. It's fansandnotexperts.com. That's the easiest way to find everything we do. This whole month, I'll be doing this movie month thing. And to find me on Twitter or on Instagram, it's Geek Mentality. Geek Mentality on Twitter, Geek Mentality on Instagram. Fansnotexperts.com is the website, and Fansnotexpert is the Facebook page. So listen, thank you for listening. And we're going to do this again tomorrow. We're going to do this again for another 27 days after this. So until then, I have just one thing to say to you. Here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.